Thank you for tuning in to the Vocalist Podcast. I'm Duke Dance, host of The Vocalist, joined alongside with David Kazare. He produces The Vocalist, and we are stoked for 2022 and everything coming up. Auditions are open right now for Vocalist 2022. Get those auditions in, and we're going to be talking, Dave, about auditions and some tips and tricks here in just a few moments.
Yes, we are. Audition season is open for this year's 2022 Vocalist. Duke, first of all, I got to tell you, congratulations on a great show of the Teen Vocalists that happened last weekend. That was fun.
It was a blast. Congratulations to Whitney Hale, the winner for Teen Vocalist. Anson Robinson was runner-up, and eight solid contestants from top to bottom. Fantastic show. Judges were great. Our boy Eric Dalton performed two originals, including one he debuted, by the way, during Teen Vocalist.
Gosh,
and
he's
looking
good.
Forward to that when he releases it.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. Yeah, it was great. You looked pretty good up there yourself.
Well, you know
there was no suit
to.
Going on, but that's how we do it at the Teen Vocalist. It's like the Vocalist, but without the suit. You know what I'm saying?
Kinda,
yeah. For everybody. So, I was going to ask you though. Have you thought about the suit coming up for the big show?
I've got a few. In fact, I've got a few options. In fact, there's a few members of the community that are on the unofficial Duke Suit Committee.
you've got a committee.
And so they'll like send me recommendations like, let's do this one. And sometimes they're just bonkers and skwampas. But yeah, I've got a few options. I'm looking forward to
it. Well, you know, not to point it out, but a redhead, you've got to find certain types of suits,
true. It
right?
It is true.
That work well with your skin
Even
color.
Even if I am a balding redhead, it still factors into it. It still absolutely does. Hey, we appreciate this podcast. Appreciate you joining us on the podcast. We're looking forward to doing this about every week leading up to the competition to kind of preview where things are at. Of course, we mentioned auditions open right now, but we're going to have some of our previous winners come on the podcast in the future. Talk once we have our contestants, we'll have our contestants come on in the future, and we hope this is a cool thing.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, Duke, and also with this podcast, I'm excited to announce that this season for The Vocalist is going to be a little bit longer, I think, than what people are expecting. We're mixing things up when it comes to the show. In the past, when we've done the big show at the Lincoln County Fair, we have an introduction, a video interview of the contestants. Well, this year, we're kind of going to the next level with that. It's going to be, we want people to know who these contestants are long before the show. So a little twist we're doing this year is those who make it into the show, they're going to be asked to kind of film a little bit of their journey for the next few months. And then each week, we're going to update everybody on how they're doing, how things are coming along, and hopefully get a chance for people to see more about who these contestants are. And that way, when the show comes along, they know exactly what they're getting and what to expect from these guys.
That's so much of the competition, right, is who's the contestants, who are they, getting to know them before they step out on stage, and it plays a lot into it. It's more than just, well, of course, it's a lot of it is stepping out on stage and singing, right? Yeah, but who are these people? People really want to know who they are and what their background is, what's their story, and I'm looking forward to it. So once we have the contestants named and announced, we'll start rolling those out kind of on a weekly basis, and it'll be an episode almost every week posted to thevocalistusa.com.
That's exactly right. And Duke, think about all the cool people we've met, right? I mean, I'm thinking
so many.
In my mind, I think about all these people that we've gotten to know through The Vocalist that never did win. And so a lot of the community and a lot of the audience, they don't really know who these people are following up, but you and I do. And we thought, gosh, we got to share this with other people because these folks are amazing. I'm thinking about Keishiana, for example. Mm-hmm. She was on the show twice in a row, but such a phenomenal person. And we got to see things about her that other people didn't get to see. So I just want to share that with people so they have a chance to really get to know who these contestants are.
Look forward to that once we announce who the contestants are. Speaking of who the contestants are, we need auditions so that we can select contestants. May 25th is the audition deadline. And I tell people this all the time, Dave. I talk to people and they're like, I don't think I'm good enough to get in, or I don't know what song to sing, or this or that. And they have reasons not to audition. How many times do we have contestants that say, I didn't think I was going to get in. I just auditioned for the fun of it. And then, boom, they get in. Sometimes they even win the thing.
Right. Yep.
So there really is no reason to not do it. If you get in, awesome. If you don't get in, at least you have that opportunity, you have that experience, right?
That's what I think too. I mean, and why not, right? Throw your hat in the ring, see what happens. You know, there are some tips we're gonna share today though about ways to maybe make your audition more successful. But you're right, Duke. I think that there's so much in our minds. Sometimes we think that it could never be me, but in reality, we can. We really could do whatever it is we put our mind to. And a lot of these contestants in the past have done just that. They didn't think they could be on the show, and they end up getting on, and some even taking the dang cake.
That's right. Really easy to submit an audition. We're just looking for an audio-only file, and you could submit that online at thevocalistusa.com. You have until May 25th to get that done. And I think we should bring in a professional to give us some tips and tricks. What do you think?
Yeah, we better have somebody than just us. I'll tell you that right
someone
now.
Someone actually knows what they're doing. Yeah. Could do more than just wear the suit, I think is what we need here. So let's do that. Joining us now on the podcast is Jamie Hale. Jamie works specifically with the vocalist contestants. She's been helping the vocalist for a couple of years and helps our contestants get ready to perform and compete on stage. Jamie is a professionally trained singer. She teaches vocal lessons as well. She's really good at what she does. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us.
You betcha.
Jamie, you have been such a huge asset to the vocalist over the years. You know, Duke mentioned it. You help us with a lot of things. One of the things you do help us with as well, of course, is getting contestants prepared to perform. And in your professional opinion, Jamie, what goes through your mind when it comes to getting ready for an audition? For those who want to be a part of the show, what's something they really need to make sure they got to have?
Well, thank you for the question. And I will just say that being a part of the vocalist family has been a super fun part of what I have done professionally. When someone gets ready for an audition, first of all, if they have nerves about like making it or whatever, I think they should throw that away and they should audition. So that's number one, is just put that away and submit an audition. Once they decide they're going to audition, I think the most important thing is choose a song or a section of a song. It doesn't have to be a whole song that will showcase your ability to sing very well on pitch and what your voice can do. So don't sing something that you're not comfortable with. Don't sing something that you think the judges want to hear. Sing what is true to you. What showcases your skill or your talent, what you think you have unique to bring to the table, and sing on pitch.
You know, Jamie, one thing you mentioned I think is critical is you don't have to sing the whole song. And a lot of times that big moment in the song doesn't come till 2 or 3 minutes in. And you can absolutely start anywhere you want. So you can start right at that moment so that your big moment in the audition is within the first 20 seconds. I think that's big for judges.
I totally agree with you. If you just think about, you know, as soon as those judges hit play, usually within the first 10 to 15 seconds, they're going to get an idea of whether they like what they're hearing or not. So make sure that your very best isn't, 2 minutes in. That's definitely a suggestion I would make.
Jamie, what do you say about the length, right? Because, I mean, there's a 2-minute maximum on this audition length. I mean, you kind of hit on it, right? You want to make sure you hear the good parts. But sometimes people feel like they got to hit all 2 minutes of that. What's your recommendation? Do you have one on length?
You know, I don't. I think if they feel like it's valuable to hear, then use 2 minutes. If you can get what you want heard to come across in 30 seconds to a minute, do 30 seconds to a minute. A lot of things that I've been involved in the past has a 90-second, time frame. And I really think that you, as a judge, can get what you want out of a minute of singing. But I don't want to have people think, oh, now I have to make it short to make it good. That's not the point. The point is whatever's good, show us and leave everything else out.
Jamie, you mentioned song choice and how important that is. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I may, there's one song I recommend not using in your audition. And it's simply because it's overused. And that's Hallelujah. Every year, about 15 to 20 auditions with the song Hallelujah. Great song.
No.
It's great to use to show off your vocal ability. But then all of a sudden, we're comparing you against everyone else that submitted a Hallelujah audition. Do you agree with that?
Oh, completely. As a matter of fact, when you just said there's one song, that song popped into my head.
Yeah.
And I'm not even the one that listens to all the auditions. Yes, it's widely used. I think one reason it's widely used is because it's a pretty safe song. And so, yeah, stay away from that one. But also, don't, like I said earlier, don't try to guess what you think the judges want to hear, because, you know, I think the judges want a wide variety of genres, of unique styles, of different voice tones and intonations. So stick with you, but use this audition to show the very best you. Just not in Alleluia.
Yeah, please no. Please no. Jamie, any other artists that you're like, I don't know, you want to be very careful using? I mean, there's some really amazing artists out there. But sometimes, I'm going to be honest, when I hear an audition, when I hear it, I'm just like, oh, man, like that's just not anywhere close. And I wonder if it would have been better if they chose somebody else. Anybody come to mind that you're like, if you're going to use that artist, be very, very careful?
Well, you know, I've always talked about the top three, Whitney, Mariah, and Celine, that you really should stay away from. And the only reason I suggest that is, number one, they are so iconic that when you hear your song, their song, you go right to comparing them.
Right. Yep.
And I think there's some newer ones, you know, Adele, just that are hard to not think about the artist themselves. The other reason why I think those... you should be very careful about is because since this is an a cappella audition, a lot of those singers have crazy runs and awesome riffs and that sort of thing. And if you are not spot on a cappella when you do those runs, it will ruin you. Even if you have a fabulous voice, if you do not do those spot on, it will come across blaring in an audition because of the a cappella. And so that's another reason that I suggest kind of staying away from those big powerhouses. They're hard to sing. That's why they're the best, you know, at what they do.
Very good tips and tricks from Jamie Hale. She is the vocalist, vocal coach. And again, auditions open until May 25th. Jamie, thank you.
You betcha. Can't wait.
That again is Jamie Hale. She is the vocalist, vocal coach. We got to come up with a better title for Jamie.
There's got to be
vocalist,
something.
Vocal coach is...
Yeah. Maybe just the wool man, you know, because if we didn't have Jamie, could you imagine what the show would be like?
We would have crashed and burned a long time ago. Do you remember why we asked Jamie to come on board?
Yeah,
because we were going on this thing. We don't have a clue what we're doing.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing. We got to find someone. And luckily, Jamie was good enough to take a risk on it.
Right. Well, you got me, who's got like some jazz choir experience in high school. You know what I'm saying?
It's more than I got. yeah.
And so it's like, hey, we wanted to make a dang show. And, you know, we tried to pull it off a little bit. But we got to the point where we're like, we need somebody who knows what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, she does. And some great tips there, Duke. I think for me, something that she said that really stood out to me is you want to make sure that whatever you submit, it is showcasing you and the best you. Don't put a song on there because you like the song. You know, don't put a song in there just because it's a powerful ballad or whatever. It's got to be something that showcases you, because that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want to see you. And honestly, I think that's what the audience wants to see as well. We've had some songs that I thought maybe weren't going to go very far in the competition, and they did, because I think the audience got to make a connection with the contestant. They're like, you know what, this person's real. I can feel that, and they got my vote.
Two auditions come to mind that do exactly what you just said, show you. So Josh Jardine, when he auditioned in 2019, he eventually would win the show, right? But he auditioned with Blake Shelton's God's Country.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a country musician. He's a country singer. And that audition, the song was brand new at the time. It was a very popular song. But he's the only one that auditioned to it because that was his style. That was him. And it worked.
Oh,
it
man.
It worked really well. And then you look at the winner after that in Kiana Osmond. Her audition was completely her style. She has this smooth tone, very kind of a limited range where she goes to.
Yeah.
But that's what she did in her audition, and she killed it.
Oh,
and then
so
she would go on to win the competition, too. So I think you're absolutely right. Do you. Don't try and do Adele or anybody else. Do you.
Yeah, well, then look at last year, too, Duke. Eric Dalton became the vocalist 2021. His audition, I think, is a great model of what you're talking about, being yourself. Check him out.
Pour a little salt, you're never here. My staring at the sink of blood and crushed veneer.
It's always awkward with a cappella a little bit, right?
It is hard.
Because, you know, you're, especially when you're singing, because I think you're thinking, okay, well, I've got to, I'm trying to time it with the music, you know. But I love Eric there. You can hear how he has added his own little style, right? But not too much, not too much. But it was just the right amount. And you can see why he made it into the competition.
Yeah, so that's just a quick sample. I will say when you submit your audition, you're asked for a bio, right? One thing I remember from Eric is he did not skimp on the bio.
True. That's
he told
point.
Us some really cool stories. And we're not going to select you based on your bio. The bio has nothing to do with selection. It's completely on the voice. But it helps us know who you are. And Eric talked about some things in his bio that were like, wow, he can sing like this even after going through throat surgery from a tumor. I mean, it was kind of crazy. So don't skimp on your bio, and you don't have to have crazy things happen to you to have a great voice. And we get that. I'm just saying, when you fill out your bio, don't give us a two-liner.
That's right. Yeah,
fill
give
it
us
out.
A little
give
bit
us,
more.
Tell us about yourself. We want to know you.
That's right, Duke. Tell us a little bit about how that process works, right? Because a lot of people wonder how do you make it out of the show? Who's going to be deciding? We have a few folks that help us decide that. But talk to us how that all works.
So you and I don't have anything to do with the selection process, right? We don't have anything to do with it. So we have a panel of really qualified singers, and we like to keep them anonymous, just so you know, for obvious reasons, so they don't get accused of different things. But this, it's a wide panel. There's multiple people on it. It's not one person. It's not two people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people, of course, we're based in Star Valley. The vast majority of them do not live in Star Valley at all, right?
Correct.
So it's people from around the Rocky Mountain region. And what happens is when we get an audition, we download it, we pull it, put it into a shared folder and number it.
That's it.
And the panel, the selection committee, they just see a number and they hear the audition. They don't see a picture. They don't know anything about the person.
They don't know the age.
They don't know the age, the name, where they're from. They don't know anything but their voice, what they hear in the audition. And so I think it's the most fair process that we can come up with, because you are truly selected by nothing other than your voice.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a good point, because you've got to be careful a little bit. I think some people think, well, I'll get on the show because of this or this, you know, I know this person or I'm this age. And, you know, that could be a wow factor later on in the competition. You know, the fact that maybe somebody was in a part of a band or they were, you know, they're, you know, 11 years old, 10 years old, right? Like, that could be cool, but here's the deal. At the end of the day, to get into the show, you've got to have the voice. That's what everything is, you know, based upon right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually had someone tell me just yesterday that they think they're too old for the competition. This person was only a couple years older than you and I. And so I was like, no way.
Hey, wait a minute.
And I kind of poked fun at our guy, Josh Jardine. I was like, he was like 102 when he won. Which he wasn't, but he's older than we are, so we can tease him. But there's no age. I mean, whatever. If you can sing, you can get in. That's really all it comes down
to. That's all it really is. You know, that's what it boils down to. Duke, what is your song? If you had audition for the vocalist, what would Mr. Duke Dance over there be singing? I wonder what that would be.
Man, that's a good question, because, you know, in all my musical background and experience as a bass trombonist in the high school pep band, probably like Great Balls of Fire or something like that.
Great Balls of Fire.
I haven't really thought about it. I thought of songs I would perform to if I was ever
but
on
auditioning
the show.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Auditioning I don't know. I'd probably do like a Jason Mraz, maybe an Andy Grammer song, something like that would probably be up my alley.
Andy Grammer, I can see you doing
maybe
that.
Maybe Keith Urban, because I do like country, but not. I don't know. I can't sing George Strait country.
Right, yeah.
But I could probably, I can't sing anything, but I would probably be best, as like a Keith Urban guy.
Okay, yeah.
How about you? What would you do?
Well, now you're turning the table. I don't know if I like this, you know? Well, I would love to do a U2 song, because I feel like those are amazing. Uh-huh. But then I'm going against my own advice, because I'm thinking, I love listening to Bono on U2, but can I sing Bono? No. Are you kidding me?
That's why you haven't auditioned yet.
Jeez, that's right. And that's why I never will. But So I would love that, but I think something probably similar for me, something white boy. something fair a white enough. Boy could sing that would be okay.
Fair enough.
I'm not a Josh Groban guy. I don't have that kind of voice.
Yeah.
So I probably would not do him. But yeah, probably a little Landy Grammer, you know, something like that.
You should submit an audition. Maybe that's what we do. You know how people make the jokes about how the Olympics should have just a regular Joe Schmo competing just so it shows how incredible these athletes. I think you and I need to be the Joe Show for the vocalists just to show how good these singers actually are.
I wonder if we threw our auditions in like in the blind through all the committee.
So
they, and just see where our scores would fall.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
We would make it
past, who would win.
We wouldn't make it past the screening.
I might have to call Jamie and get some voice lessons from her first, but I'm totally going to win you if we did that.
You would. You would. I'd just play like the recorder or something. What do you mean I didn't get in? Oh, shoot. Hey, auditions are open until May 25th.
Yes.
So not much time left to get those submitted online at thevocalistusa.com. $10,000 if you're on the fence about whether or not you should do it.
Come on.
$10,000. What other reason do you need?
$10,000, man. I know. And you know what? Hey, throw your hat in the ring for that, right? If nothing else.
And you'll have a chance to meet Darcy Lynn.
Yeah.
She's our celebrity judge this year.
I had so many people say, how in the heck did you get Darcy Lynn to come? You know, how did that all happen?
I still don't know how we did it.
I know. Well, yeah, you schmoozed, apparently, but nicely done. But yeah, I'm so excited for that, too. It's going to be so much fun. And so a lot of perks, I think, to being in a competition like this. And if nothing else, you know, if you love to perform, if you think, hey, let's see what'll happen. Put your name in the hat. You could be on the next Vocalist.
We hope to see your audition. Get it in at thevocalistusa.com. You have until May 25th to put your name in the running for the $10,000 prize. Thanks for joining us on the Vocalist podcast. We'll catch up with you next week. I'm Duke Dance.
I'm Dave Kazarian.